Hello, this is Discarder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, DJ CJ. Alone in the studio, which is unfortunate because Wade Jordan, my co-host, is out and about in T-Dot, Ontario. So, gonna make up for it by playing some good tunes from bands playing around town this week. Not much happening in terms of CITR and Discarder. Our awesome team is in the midst of an exciting preparation for the September issue. So in the meantime, got good tunes for you from around town. Starting off with Helium by Clad Ruby Gold.
You said you wanna see your name in lights, quick and hot like a microwave. Would you just please wear those tights and come over, and come over here.
Alright, Discarder Radio on CITR 101.9. The track you just heard was called Helium by Clad Ruby Gold from Seattle. And they will be playing at the Electric Owl this week, August 15th. Doors open at 8. Along with the Keaton Collective and Glenstrup. And Clad Ruby Gold are from Seattle, but they started off as a Laguna Beach basement project and became a sort of full-fledged Amerigaze band. And good stuff. Looking forward to that show. I might actually go check it out. That once again, August 15th. And interesting fact, they were recognized as Seattle's Artist of the Month by New York's Deli magazine. So good stuff. All right, Discarder Radio, CITR, and of course, feel free to follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you'd like. Up next, another great band from Vancouver. This is Legs, and they will be playing at the Cobalt with special guests Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers on Friday the 16th. No cover, so please do check it out. And right about now, All right, coming up after this, a chat with Wade, who will be calling in from Toronto. So tune in for that. Talking about Squamish and the amazing session there. Right now, Killer by Legs. Enjoy.
All right,
CITR 101.9. That track you just heard, amazing stuff from Legs, and the track was called Killer off their album that came out in January 2013 called Dark Rituals. And so that was Ali on vocals and guitar, Chris on guitar and keys, and Michael on the drums. Great stuff. You should definitely check them out on Bandcamp and buy their album. And they will be playing at the Cobalt on Friday, August 16th with special guests Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. And there's no cover for that show, so please do check it out. And the Cobalt says that Legs are probably their favorite band around town, and they are apparently everything you want out of a Friday night band. Octave guitars, power hammer drums, and an eyelash off sleaze. Sounds exciting. I will definitely also check that out after I check out Cladbury Gold at Electric Owl. Great stuff happening this week, along with a bunch of other bands that I'll be talking about soon. And Wade said he'd call in right about now, so looking forward to chatting with him. But in the meantime, let's play a bit of Chart Toppers here at CITR. We, of course, play whatever we like here at CITR. So this week, it happens to be Austra with their album on Paperbag Records called Olympia. So enjoy. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Keeping you occupied.
All right. CITR 101.9. Sorry for that. Had to quickly turn off the fan here in the studio because it is boiling up. And as is Vancouver. Everything is heating up around the world. And here is never better. Great. So that was a track called Home by Austra. And their album, Olympia, is number one on this week's CITR 101.9 charts. And thank you to Sarah Cordingly for giving us those charts weekly with an amazing picture this week, actually, of our very own Ryan Roselle, president of CITR, doing some funky stuff in the record room. Cool. All right. And so, as many of you know, Squamish Music Festival was an amazing event. Wade Jordan, my co-host, was at the festival, and he had a fantastic time. 8th, 9th, and 10th of August. And here now is Matt Mays, who played at the festival. And right after this, we're going to have a chat with Wade Jordan, calling in all the way from Toronto. Discord Radio 101.9. Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, CITR 101.9 FM's Discorder Radio, and that was Matt Mays with an amazing track that was called Take It On Faith, and he played at Squamish Music Festival 2013, where my buddy joining me on the phone right now was, hi Wade.
Hey CJ, and hey CITR listeners, how's it going there in Vancouver?
It is hot and hopping.
I'm currently in Toronto. It's always hopping here. It's a little too hopping. Crazy traffic. But it's not hot. It's only about, 16, 17 degrees. I miss Vancouver.
Well, we miss you too, buddy. Right on. So tell us, you were at Squamish Festival. How was it?
It was excellent. I wasn't there for the entire weekend. I was there for the Saturday afternoon into evening. What was interesting is hearing a lot of the post reports from people that were there on the Thursday and Friday. Matt Mays, who we played earlier, was played on the Thursday night. He closed it out. I got a great response from people I chatted with about him. People were really stoked about Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. At one point, Macklemore actually came out and he walked into the crowd. And, sometimes the rock stars will either dive into the crowd, or some will even be daring and put a canoe or a dinghy in the crowd like they did at Folk Fest. Macklemore actually walked out about 10 feet into the crowd, so people were holding up with their hands, and he was standing. It was pretty cool, from what I heard.
Oh, so you said he was sort of walking along the crowd?
No, he was walking on top of the crowd.
Oh, kind of like what Kim did in Matt and Kim at Kaloha.
Yes, very similar. It's good we have all these festival references to throw back and forth. So that was a great response from the crowd for those guys on the Friday night. Saturday afternoon, I got there around 5:30 in time for Gogo Bordello's set. They are a bit of an American-Armenian punk band who had brought tons of energy. They were great. Saw Fits in the Tantrums, Band of Horses, Diamond Rings, and I was really impressed with a lot of the bands I was seeing in the daytime, and the crowd was having a great time. The headliners, however, it was interesting. I don't know if people they had just run out of booze at that point, or people were a bit tired, but I heard some mixed reviews about Queens of the Stone Age and Pretty Lights, and I felt I had some mixed feelings about those bands as well. So, from people that were really right in the heart of it for Queens of the Stone Age, or right down in the midst of the mosh pit, they came back and said they were blown away. Others that said they were standing back a little bit further away, like myself, said they thought it was all right. So, but generally, most of the reports from the media has been quite positive, and the fact that this festival has grown from 13,000 to 35,000 people in just 3-4 years, and they continue to bring in huge names.
Definitely.
And shows that it's not going anywhere, and it's been very, very successful.
And not just huge names, even like a local artist that CITR has been playing for a long time, like the Bell Game and Portage in Maine, and the Matinee, who we saw at Kaloha, Bear Mountain. So what did you see some of these local acts over there, and what did you think of them? Like, Fine Times is one of our favorites.
It's true. You know, I hate to admit it, but I just, based on timing, I didn't get there till later in the afternoon, and I was with a big group, and we were kind of floating between the main stages. I was really pleasantly surprised with the lineup, but the marketplace area where Fine Times and Deer Rouge and Gang Signs and a few bands that we played before on CTO were playing was not all that easy to stumble upon. So, in a way, it was great to see their name up there in the building with a lot of the bigger acts, but you really had to make an effort to find them, whereas the constant flow of people was kind of bouncing between the main two stages or the DJ area, and the marketplace was a little bit out of the way. So I've heard next year they're going to be moving it to a bigger grounds, because it was really packed in there. I mean, 35,000 people in quite a confined space. So again, I wish I would have seen some of our favorites from CITR, but at the same time, what's nice is we get to see them a lot in Vancouver and don't get a chance to see Queens of the Stone Age or Gogo Bordello or Band of Horses or Pretty Lights all that often in Vancouver. So there you go, some positives and some negatives, but overall, a great festival and proud to be a part of it.
All right, good stuff. And you will, of course, be missing a ton of good bands playing here in Vancouver this weekend.
Would well, you tell me. I'm missing Vancouver already, so just why not just pour salt in my wounds and tell me what else is happening this weekend, CJ?
So the highlights, in my opinion, would be a great show happening at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, August 17th. And you have the Beelines, the Courtneys, the High Drops, and Dead Ghosts all playing at the Biltmore. So that is going to be exciting stuff. And
nice. Yeah. And maybe if you're listening out there, you want to pick up a June issue of Discord or read up on the Courtneys before you check out the show on Saturday night. As they were the feature band, the cover artist for our June issue.
Definitely. All right, Wade, thank you so much for talking to us from Toronto.
Okay, buddy, well, good luck with the rest of the show, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, man.
All right, this is Discorder Radio on CITR. Thank you so much for listening. Up next is The City with Andy Longhurst, talking about critical urban issues and important academic things. All right, 90210, this is Social Anxiety by the Courtneys. You're on CITR, Discorder Radio. Cheers.
Latin Summerfest is firing up the drums and dance floors on Sunday, August 18th at Trout Lake Park.
Ya está muriendo el día, casi la hora de cenar. Un grupo de aves del norte hacia el sur comienza a volar.
Vancouver's hottest family fun features Tobasco, Nova Soul, Eddie DePont, and Adonis Puentes. For details, go to latinsummerfest.com.
The 11th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival runs from August 30th until September 8th. This year's festival will feature over 40 of the best feature-length and short films to come out of Latin America over the past year, including a spotlight on Colombian cinema, Canada Looks South, Asian perspectives from Latin America, and a series of talkbacks with guest directors following selected screenings. Online ticket sales begin on August 14th at vlaff.org.